Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Tripped Up with T-Mob. I'm your host, T-Mob, also known as Trip Mobley. So, guys, on my episodes, what we're going to talk about is NBA. We're going to talk about college basketball, college football. We're going to talk about NASCAR, wrestling, and sports gambling. Those are where I really stay at. If you are into hockey, please check out Ripsaw's Pond Hockey Podcast. Also, if you're into baseball, you can always hit Coop's Hot Corner, and he's going to hit you more on baseball. So my thing is going to be more basketball-related, more gambling-related, and of course wrestling, because I'm a huge wrestling nerd. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start with some NBA things going on right now. We're in full swing with the season. Boston has been just lighting it up this year. They're at 49 wins. They are top of the East right now, just playing great basketball. That has been a team that's just been on fire here of late. The team I really want to hit on, though, is in the West, Oklahoma City. They are number one in the West right now, and they are way ahead of schedule. This is a team who was trading pretty much all the assets they had for years now. They picked up many draft picks. I think they have, at one point, it was almost like 20 first-round draft picks in a 5 or 6 year stint, which was crazy. They really have not traded too many of those assets either, which surprised me, because at the trade deadline, where they're sitting at, I know they're ahead of schedule, but I figured maybe trade a couple of those, bring in a big man, because that's what they needed. They did bring in Gordon Hayward, which, again, Gordon Hayward, good player, just injury prone, and I think his best years are definitely behind him now. But SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, has been lighting it up this year for Oklahoma City. They sit ahead of the, or they sit at number one in the West right now, and they're so far ahead of schedule that I figured they might jump the gun, maybe trade some of those assets they had, but they didn't. So I don't know what direction they're going, but they're way ahead of schedule. So let's see where that goes. Minnesota is also in the West. You still have Denver, who is the defending champs with the best player in the NBA right now, which is the Joker. And then the Clippers are right there behind them. They did make a pickup by getting James Harden, which So James Harden's one of those guys, all the talent in the world, but the dude whines about everything. It's never his fault. He's that typical, oh, it's everybody, the world's against me. Dude, just shut up. You've got the talent. Play the ball. You know, play ball, because you've got all the friggin' talent in the world. All you got to do is go out there, show what you can do. He's a hell of a scorer, and he's doing really well right now. But my problem with James Harden is what's going to happen is the same thing that's happened to him everywhere he has went. It's always somebody's out to get him. You know, in Philly, he was doing well, and then all of a sudden the GM was out to get him. In Brooklyn, he was doing well, but then they were out to get him. In Houston, he was doing well, but they were out to get him. Dude, you've got the talent. Just shut up, man. Just play. You're there. You're one of the best players. When you are on your game, you're one of the best players in the NBA. Just go out there and play. That's pretty much where we're at West. In the East, like I said, you have Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland's up there. Knicks, but it's the friggin' Knicks, I know. They're terrible, as usual. They'll find a way to choke. That's kind of where we are with the NBA right now. You know, we're getting into the final couple stretches of the season. We're in March now, so we've only got a couple more months to really get everything going. So this is when the best teams are going to rise to the top, and we're going to see who's going to be there at the end. I truly think Boston and Milwaukee are your two best teams in the East, which they have the best record, but I think they'll be there. Team to watch out for in the East as well, though, is Orlando. They're young. They're hungry. I don't think they're going to make a finals or even the Eastern Conference finals, but I think they're going to make some noise and possibly knock out a good team. So watch out for them. In the West, again, Oklahoma City way above schedule, or way ahead of schedule, excuse me. But I don't know if they're going to stick that way. Denver, to me, is still the team to beat in the West. They're defending champions. They got the best player in the NBA. You got to beat them to actually do anything. So that's where we are with the NBA right now. Another thing that's going on is college basketball. We have the tournaments coming up for March Madness, obviously. Women's conference tournaments were going on today. South Carolina women, Gamecocks beat LSU to win the SEC again. That's 8 times in 10 years. Dawn Staley, phenomenal. You are doing so good for that program. I love seeing it. For those of you who don't know, I am a Gamecock. That is my team. Support them all the time. Go Gamecocks. Thank you, Coach Staley, for all you've done for the women's program. You have truly put us on the map, and it's been phenomenal. And as a Gamecock, we can't thank you enough for that. But the game today got a little edgy at the end. It was a fight, a scuffle. But it was crazy because there's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And the referees got together because of players moving the bench, and they basically ejected everybody except for the 5 players on the floor. So at the last 2 minutes, it was 5-on-5. It's kind of crazy. That's one thing I can definitely get into is reffing this year, and the SEC especially has been just god-awful. I think overall it's not been very good. These referees are just all over the place. I don't know what the hell they're watching, what the hell they're doing, but it is crazy, man. I don't know what the answer is, but it's just getting outrageous. That's one thing we definitely got to get into is just better refereeing, man. It's getting stupid. But men's tournament's coming up as well. You've got the ACC tournament. That's always a fun one to watch. Duke and North Carolina have been freaking going at it all year long. I think North Carolina, I'm looking at the odds right now. Again, we like to talk gambling. So the odds I have is North Carolina is +140 to win the ACC. Duke is second with +150. Then you actually have Clemson at third at +800, and then Wake, who I think could be that dark horse at +900. Those have been some good ones to watch. Big 12 has also been good. Houston is just, that's the team to really freaking watch out for. They are number one in the Big 12 by a lot, and I don't see anybody beating them. SEC is another one that's been fun. Tennessee is number one seed, followed by Auburn, Kentucky, and Alabama. My Gamecocks are coming in at +4,000. If they play good ball, they could win the tournament. Problem is, we've been so up and down this year, I don't think it's going to happen. I think Tennessee is your team to beat, but Kentucky can never be counted out in the SEC tournament. It's just like Duke and North Carolina. I don't care where they sit in the ACC tournament. You never count them out. Another person we've been bringing up a lot recently is Caitlin Clark on the women's side. How cool is it to see somebody who is actually now the all-time leading scorer in not just women's college basketball, but in college basketball in general? She has just passed Pete Maravich for number one overall. You guys got to think of this. We are in a generation where we are watching the all-time leading scorer in the NBA and in college basketball at the same time. LeBron has now gone over 40,000 points. Love him or hate him, not one of my favorite people. You got to give the man respect. He has done something nobody has ever done. He has scored 40,000 points. Unheard of, never been done in the history of the NBA. Caitlin Clark has also scored more points than anybody has ever done in all of college basketball. So to live in a time where we get to see the all-time leading scorers in both the NBA and college is pretty damn cool. So we got to appreciate it for what it is, you know, like them or not, you got to appreciate the game that they play. With that being said, though, everybody knows where I stand, and Jordan is the GOAT. End of story. Don't care what anybody says about that. Jordan's the GOAT. So I did tell you guys I like to talk wrestling as well. Big time wrestling fan. We are now in what we call WrestleMania season. For those of you who don't know, WrestleMania is what they call the Super Bowl of wrestling. For WWE, it is the biggest show. It's going to be live in Philadelphia in a couple weeks. The main event is going to be Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes. We also will have, because now WrestleMania is two nights, it started that way a couple years ago. Night one, everybody knows who The Rock is, I'm sure. If you have kids, you've watched Maui. If you grew up in my time, you knew him as a wrestler. If you are a little bit younger than me, you might have watched him play in Miami. If you watch movies, you know who he is. He's probably one of the most famous people in the world. So The Rock will be at WrestleMania as well. He's going to tag with Roman Reigns against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins on night one. So that's going to be a huge match right there. WrestleMania time is the best. You got to enjoy, if you're a wrestling fan, this is the best time of the year because you get all the storylines that we've been building up to all year long come together for this one. I say one night, it's now two nights, come together for these two nights and clash, and it's friggin' phenomenal. So get into that. UFC 300 is coming up. That's going to be huge as well. I'll be talking a little bit more about that. My brother is a huge UFC fan. I'm going to talk to him some. He might even come on in and talk about some stuff with you guys as well. I don't know too much about UFC, so I'll leave that. But I am going to watch some more to get into that because UFC 300 is going to be a big thing. Just really excited about the rest of this NBA season. Our March Madness coming up. Everybody makes their brackets. I'll make mine. As usual, I'll make one that probably just sucks. But I'm still going to go out there and make it. I would like everybody to go ahead and make one of those brackets, share them with us. We can maybe do a bracket challenge. If people are interested, I would love to put something together somewhere and just see which one of our fans can actually do better than me. Probably all of you. And I'm sure probably Ripsaw will do better than me. And he knows nothing about college basketball. So that says a lot about me, the gambling guy who, you know, but I do say, when it comes to gambling, the prop bets are where I win. So anytime I give you a prop bet, you should want to listen to that. But guys, we'll get in more betting, especially when the football season comes. I really like to get into betting on that when it comes to the NFL draft, when it comes to football, when it comes to props, when it comes to parlays, things like that. I will also get more into that during when we get a little bit more into the NBA playoff time. March Madness, of course. So that's where we're going to go. We'll talk a little NASCAR as well. We'll put some bets on those things. So I just really look forward to you guys coming back to me. I will try to do one of these every week. If not every week, every other week, we'll get some stuff going on. If you have anything you'd like for me to talk about, please send it in. I would love to hear from you. You guys can always comment on our Facebook page. You can send us links into our private messages, things like that. For those of you who know me, you know how to reach me as well. But I do appreciate your time, and always stay tripped up.